decided to go with an outline tonight because I want you to continue to learn. Our scripture is going to be coming from the book of Isaiah. I have that on the outline for you. Each time that I have come to our anniversary service, and we have not missed an anniversary service, we felt it was important right from the beginning to celebrate every single year that God gave us, not knowing which one would be the last. And so far, so good. Every time I come to our anniversary service, I think back to the times that God has really carried the organization of Westbridge through some really tough trials. I think of those times. Losing rental buildings. Having our services canceled by forces outside of our control. Even fighting the weather for church. And there are a lot more trials than I care to mention. But every time that I look back on those things, I see God's great faithfulness to this church. He has never failed us yet. We have always been held secure in God's hands. Now, we haven't always won. We haven't always won. And we haven't always gotten what we wanted. But he has given us a confidence that he will never fail us. God has always made a way for us to go through. A way for us to avoid getting stuck. A way for his agenda to keep moving forward. And inside the church organization really have been the lives of its people. It's just like God's faithfulness to this organization, God has been faithful to each one of us, hasn't he? We have seen God free people who were stuck, and we have seen God help his followers from getting restuck. You see, the only difference, gang, between failure and possibility, the only difference is movement. My son loves to play chess, so I have played chess with my son. But I'm not fond of that feeling that you get when you have no moves left, that feeling of being stuck. In fact, that's how every chess game ends. It ends when you have no moves left. You are unequivocally stuck. And that's when my son graciously lets me know that I have lost. And I know inside myself that all my strategizing, all the moves, all the plans I had, they all failed me. And that's a terrible feeling. Perhaps that's why I would much rather play church than chess. You see, in church, God rewrites the rules and there's no checkmate. There's no checkmate that can be brought against us. There is no, you're stuck. There's no moves left and you can't get unstuck. No, God rescues people from failure. He frees them from being stuck with no moves left. God throws this glowing, shining, strong vine to people who are stuck in the quicksand of life. And for each of us, God's faithfulness is something that we first recognized when he reached out to us at a time when we were stuck. When we were stuck in a life of confusion, we were stuck in a life of chaos, and we were stuck in a life of resignation. I have watched God for 15 years visit the stuck. I remember having a counseling session, and I listened to the story being told. I just let the counselees tell the story, and I just kept praying. I said, Lord, tell me what to say. I'm in way over my head. This situation that's being shared is as bad as anything I've ever heard. And as I prayed, I saw that the counselee was at a checkmate point in their life. No moves left. Stuck in a hopeless situation. Frozen and handcuffed in one place. Paralyzed without any ideas or any options. To them, it was failure. And in all honesty, without any movement, that's exactly what it would be. But no matter how stuck you are, God has that thick, magical vine that he can throw to the people who are stuck. After the counseling, after the story that they were telling concluded, I said this, there's hope. This can be fixed. But are you willing to try? Are you willing to care one more time? Are you willing to work on getting unstuck? Because you see, failure is avoided, failure is defeated by movement. And gang, the only reason we remain stuck is because when God reaches out his hand, we refuse to take it. And yet God, in his amazing faithfulness, does not get miffed. He doesn't get angry. He just waits. Patiently waits. He longs to free us. No matter how deep we are, no matter how stuck we are in life, no matter how bad we think that life is failing, he's ready. For 15 years, he hasn't failed us yet. Lord, we thank you for taking our lives that were stuck and freeing them. Continue to take our lives and make them what you want it to be. And Lord, thank you. Thank you for what we've seen in 15 years. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. The first failure-preventing act that we have seen Jesus perform over our 15 years is freeing people who were stuck. Now, the second item involved in keeping Westbridge from failure, for moving us past that six-month mark, is this. Failure is when God's agenda is stopped. That's failure. When God's agenda is stopped. And this is something that God has never allowed to happen here at Westbridge. We have all watched with amazement as God has moved in this group. The disillusioned have found enlightenment. The lost have been found. The fearful have found courage. The confused have found clarity. The resigned have found hope. The lonely have found community. The apathetic have found passion. The useless have found purpose. The misguided have found truth. The bound have found freedom. The powerless have found God's power. The dead have found life. And the seeker has found their Savior. God has moved mountains. He has made a way where there was no way. And his agenda has never been stopped in us. We have watched God free hearts that were stuck, and we have seen God ensure that his agenda of finding the lost and offering them life to the full would happen. So, what does year 16 hold? Onward? Upward? I keep coming back to this verse in Isaiah. Do not cling to events of the past or dwell on what happened long ago. Watch for the new thing that I'm going to do. It is happening already. You can see it now. I will make a road through the wilderness and give you streams of water there. Gang, I think we have all noticed that God is doing something and has done something in the year that it has been since we signed that re-up banner. Watch for the new thing I'm going to do, he says. It's happening already. You can see it now. I say, bring it on, Lord. I'm in. I am in. I see the new thing that you're doing, but I can't see it all. Reveal more, Lord. Show us this new thing that you are doing. That, gang, has been my prayer for several months. And then, friends, just a few weeks ago, I was in Virginia, and I was in a church. I was worshiping with a large group, and I sang these words. I've seen him move. He moved the mountains. And I believe I'll see him do it again. He's made a way where there was no way. And I believe I'll see him do it again. Well, as I sang those words, a phrase came to me, a phrase. And the phrase was this, times two. X2, times two. I have seen him move at Westbridge. He moved the mountains. And I believe we'll see him do it again. He has made a way for each one of us when there was no way. And I believe I'll see him do it again. Heading into the anniversary, I've been praying for God to give us a mission for year 16. And what I believe he is saying, what I believe he is saying is that he wants to connect with another person just like he connected with you. Whatever he has done, he wants to do it again. He wants to double us. He wants to times two us this year. Now believe me, this is more weird for me than it is for you. Anyone who knows me knows that I am not a numbers guy. I am not. I haven't been for 15 years. I am not about that. But I am all about growing God's family. I am all about finding and saving the lost for God. And I am all about increasing God's kingdom. So when I prayed and when he answered, I started asking this question. What if for year 16, what if God wants us to advertise our church on diner placemats? What if for year 16, God wants us to go out four times? God wants us to go out four times. What if this year and hang invitations to this church on people's mailboxes? What if in year 16, God wants us to mail out flyers about our church? What if God wants us every week, starting tonight, to boost our Facebook Live post? What if God wants us to put out yard signs and signs on anywhere we can in Alpha telling about this church? What if God wants each one of us to carry a single magnet, a single business card in our wallets or in our purses for that time someone asks and we don't have one? What if God wants us to take these six steps, just six steps, in year 16? He may show us more. What if he wants us to do that? Watch for the new thing I am going to do, he says. It's already happening. You can see it now. Times two. Times two. Friends, we are not responsible for the results. Let me just take the heat off right now. We are not responsible for the results. That's God's side of the yoke. But we are responsible to pull our side of the yoke. And it starts tonight. I'm in. I already told Mr. Robert, paying the $15, we're boosting the service tonight as soon as it's over so that it'll go out to more than just our friends. Let's get the word out. We start tonight. And after that, next step is already set. Alpha, September 2nd. Or it's not September 2nd. December 2nd. December 2nd, right? It's coming. That's the first day of the four we're going out with the invitations. That's the first day. We're going out and we're going to hang invitations to our Christmas service on mailboxes in Alpha. And I hope we get an army of people who want to come out, probably that cold December 2nd, and I pray we cover the area. Four more things are on that list, and we'll be sharing those in the time to come over the next year. You see, gang, for 15 years, we've learned this. It really all starts, this whole thing, that whole video, it all comes about from a simple invitation. It all comes about from a simple invitation. And those invitations are something we have seen happen for 15 years. And what we will see again, I believe, happen in year 16. The key is not having all the answers. The key is not knowing how to do everything wonderfully. The key is doing the ask. Maybe someday. We've seen a lot of people take advantage of that maybe someday. There maybe someday was one of the many Saturdays for the past 15 years. Friends, for 15 years we watched people at our invitation get up off that bench and give God one more try. Now here's the truth about that. God did that. We have seen people who we never thought in a million years would set foot in the church. We've seen them come out on a Saturday night and have a positive time engaging God and engaging his people. That's God doing that. And we have seen people slowly gain understanding of their spiritual need and realize that Jesus is that answer. That's God doing that. And for 15 years, we have watched people bravely walk into a swimming pool, all eyes on them. And we've watched them bare their soul to complete strangers and to family friends and announce to the world that they are making a commitment to live for Jesus Christ. God did that. And I believe what he is saying to us in year 16 is, I want to do it again. The only two questions that we're left with is this. Do you believe him? And will you help pull our side of the yoke? As the band returns, I just want to take this time to say, for 15 years, God has moved mountains. Mountains in our way, mountains in our hearts, mountains in this life. He has moved them, and he wants to do it again. He has made a way where there was no way. He has made a way when there was no way to fix that marriage. He made a way. He made a way when there was no way to pay that bill. He got us through. There was no way, but God found a way to heal the hurt heart. When there was no way, he found a way for us to forgive that offender that we never thought we'd be able to forgive. And when there was no way to get through that winter season in your heart, no way to get past that horrible life storm, he made a way where there was no way. And I believe, I truly believe, we'll see him do it again. So let's talk to God and answer the call to year 16. X2. And it all starts tonight. Would you stand? Do not cling to the events of the past or dwell on what happened long ago. Watch for the new thing I am going to do. It is happening already. You can see it now. I will make a road through the wilderness and give you streams of water there. I have lived my life watching God do amazing things, and I have also lived a good portion of my life in desert periods where it felt like God was doing nothing. What a privilege this 15 years has been to be able to see God move. We've all seen it. It's become natural for us. We expect it. now he's giving us a new mission. Times two. It's up to him. We have to do our part. We're going to close out with one more song, knowing that no matter how hard we try, it is God who is mighty to save. But that's what we want him to do. Find the lost. He found us. Let's go find more. And that next year at this time, wow, anniversary 16, we'll be singing even louder, probably twice as loud. Let's close it out. We have something for you on the way out. We want you to take that with you since we go out on this great commission. So we want you to have something to hand it to you on the way out. We want you to have that, but let's just pray and close it out tonight. Lord, I want to thank you for what you've done. Thank you for 15 years. Lord, we thank you for it, but we will not just sit on that. We understand what you're saying, and we see something new is going on. Lord, just keep us in the center of your will. Keep us right in the center of that road. And when you send this wave, help us to ride it all away. Help us to do just what you called us to do. Lord, we know opportunities are going to come now this year. We also know we're going to become against, and we get that too. But Lord, we pray that you would see us through. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you're going to do. Thank you for the great commission that you're sending us on. And Lord, there's one last thing I want to say. Happy anniversary. Amen. See you next week.